This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The war on terrorism exposed a weakness in U.S. military and intelligence agencies. The government has a shortage of foreign language experts, and that's a problem when so many Americans are working or fighting in places where English is barely spoken. Now the military has found a source of linguists amid the members of one specific group. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
At the end of a long, broad hall, a group of about 30 fresh-faced students practice speaking Mandarin as they wait for a lunchroom to open up. This is the Missionary Training Center for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The center in Provo, Utah, prepares the young adults before they head off on missions all over the world. All Mormon men are encouraged to become missionaries when they reach their late teens or early 20s. Travis Stewart, an administrator with the center, says the classes are held year-round.
Every Wednesday, we receive anywhere between 300 and 500 new missionaries. And we're currently at just over 2,200 that are in residence right now.
It's a 9-week training course for church members heading to missions in non-English-speaking countries. Stewart says more than 50 languages are taught at the center, including many lesser-known ones.
For example, Armenian, Bulgarian, Czech, of course, a presence in Indonesian, and here are two Filipino languages that we teach here. There are many dialects there, but Tagalog and Cebuano are two of the main languages there.
Stewart says at any given time, there are more than 55,000 Mormon missionaries in the field. When they return home after their 2-year stint, there's a way to put the language skills they learn to use. Many join the National Guard. The headquarters of the Utah National Guard is a nondescript brick building in the shadow of the Wasatch Mountains on the outskirts of Salt Lake City. This is also the headquarters for the 300th Military Intelligence Brigade. More than 800 linguists work out of this building. The majority of them are Mormon. They're trained primarily in interrogations and signals work. First Sergeant Roger Jensen, a member of the LDS Church, says it's not surprising that there would be so many church members with the National Guard.
It is certainly something that we, as a religious group, talk about a fair amount and encourage our members to be strong supporters of the government, to work in the government.
Jensen says utilizing their language skills is a good way for many church members to serve the government. He himself is a German expert, and 4 out of his 6 children are linguists with the military. Jensen was the former head of the language testing program at the Utah Center. More than 1,200 linguists are tested at least once a year in 45 different languages. The highest caliber of linguists are used for top secret work.
On the other side of this wall is the SCIF,
which is
the Secure Compartmentalized Information Facility. That's where they translate the sensitive documents.
Jensen says there are a number of SCIFs located around the world that focus on intelligence, but this one is one of the largest and is dedicated to linguist work. The SCIF is a soundproof box within the National Guard building, and security is tight.
I can't go in there, even with my security clearance. I can't. We'll go around the corner and I'll show you where the door is.
Anyone trying to enter through the solid steel door of the SCIF has to go through a series of locks, numeric keypads, and a card reader. Only those with the highest clearance can get in. Many Mormons are a perfect fit for that, says Marvin Ott, a former senior analyst with the CIA and now a professor at the National War College. Ott says the government appreciates the ease with which Mormon applicants tend to get through the security clearance process.
They're squeaky clean, their loyalty is never in question, they have a very high standards of personal morality, and if you or I were a recruiter for the military or for the CIA, for that matter, you would be drawn to this community because they have something special.
Mormons serve as religious missionaries in some of the areas where the military is trying to stamp out Al-Qaeda and other terrorist cells. Ott says those areas include parts of Southeast Asia, such as Indonesia and the Philippines, and European countries such as Germany and Spain. But church members do not go into Middle Eastern countries, where the key language of Arabic is spoken, says Dale Bills, a spokesman for the church.
The church has a very explicit policy of going into countries to share our message only where those governments allow us to be. And so, yes, in the Arab nations where Islam is the predominant faith, the governments do not want Christian proselyting, we don't go there.
And that isn't likely to change in the near future. Still, the military has kept church members in the National Guard very busy since 9/11, interrogating foreign terror suspects. Jackie Northam, NPR News.